Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So yesterday, by the way, we found out, if you weren't listening at this time, we found out that Melissa's basically leading a crazy, crazy double life. I wish I could say it was like cool, like she's, you know, in the government and a spy or something like that. Or maybe she has a family that we all didn't know about. No. Melissa's double life consists of her being part of a slot community, which I know I'm going to have to, unless you're part of this slot community, you're probably not really familiar with it because you're not a gambleholic like Melissa. So it's basically, you know how there's, you know, people out there who are gamers, they're really, really good gamers, and they start YouTube channels or whatever, or they live stream on Twitch or whatever, and people watch them play a game.
That's a very, very popular thing. Yes.
Oh, it's super popular. You watch him play because you like, you know, a lot of times you're like, I want to watch him play because I want to see him beat this game that I have trouble beating or something. Or because they're really good at it and I can't believe like this person's like amazing beating this game or whatever. That makes sense. It might not be your thing, but it makes sense if you really think about it. No, Melissa's thing
ahead,
is...
crap all over it. Go ahead.
I'm going to crap all over it, yes, because you pay money to watch someone else gamble at a casino on a slot machine.
I don't pay money necessarily. There's this one man in particular, Joe, goes by Easy Life Slot Jackpots, who I'm a member of his Patreon, which I donate a $5 a month to his Patreon page. That's
$5 is money.
I know, Pebbles. And
she doesn't want to pay for Netflix.
But there's like 7 or 8 other slot celebrities that I watch as well that I don't donate any money to. So I'm just watching because it's entertainment to me.
She'll park miles away from Fenway Park, the Garden, or something, just so she won't have to pay for parking. Yet, monthly, $5, boom, into slot machine 617, whatever celebrity. His name is.
It's an entertainment. It's a form of entertainment.
It's an addiction.
It's entertainment.
It's a massive addiction. Yeah. Because like when he wins, you still don't win.
Correct. But when he wins,
you feel happy for him?
I get excited. Wow. So that's entertaining to me.
That is such a next level. Anyway, so Melissa, I'm going to make you feel better because
thank you.
We have a lot of other nut bars on here. This is Michael.
What's up?
What's your story?
Listen, I'm going to throw myself under the bus and say this is a double life for sure because this has been like for over 10 years. So at the time I was married, and my cousin took me down to Providence, and I didn't know where I was going. He was like, oh, no, just keep an open mind or whatever. Ended up being a swingers party. And 10 years later, I'm still in that life. But I don't go all the time. This is like once in a while when I want to blow off some steam. I go down there to see, you know, people do their thing or whatever. But when I was single, I did partake.
What?
So are you in a relationship now?
Oh, I'm in a relationship now, but I mean, I don't know how open she is for me to take her. I mean, if I do take her, it would just be me and her because they have like the little thing that they do with like couples and singles and
he's an expert.
You want to mingle and do what you want to do.
But when you go,
I don't know how open she'll be to it.
Right. So when you go now, you're in a relationship. You just go and you quote unquote watch.
Well, no. I'm trying to get her to go with me.
Right.
To watch.
They got these freaking rooms where, you know, you go there with your couple, you play like the role play, you be the doctor, you know, she be the dominatrix and stuff like that, you know, but I don't know how open she is to it.
Yeah, have you brought it up to her at all?
Man, I'm trying to ease my way there.
Oh my God.
Man. Good luck with that.
Right? How do you even start that conversation?
It's maybe we can break it to her.
Maybe we should break it to her. It might be a great start. You know, we just bought a house and we're happy right now.
So, all right, so
know,
here we go. Hey, hang on. I'm going to put you on with our producer so we can get her number. And I can say, hey, congratulations on the house. Your husband wants to swing.
Oh, you're crazy, bro. You're going to cut my nuts off.
No, I'm just trying to help you, my brother. All right, if you're leading a crazy, secret, random-ass double life, 617-288-1969. Hold on. This is Hugh. Yeah, Hugh's on the phone. You know, Hugh, I'm just going to tell you right now, What you're going to say sounds weird, but depending on the situation, I might do it too. So what is it that you like to watch?
Drug Lab. Drug Lab, yep. It's a YouTube channel on YouTube. I think those guys are from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Man, all they do is do all sort of drugs in front of the camera, man.
You're kidding me.
Now, that sounds ridiculous, but I mean, depending on, like, I don't want someone to see someone there and stick something in their arm and just veg out on a couch, but, like, those drugs that make you, like, hallucinate and run around the room and laugh?
What kind of drugs are they doing?
Man, they do all sorts of drugs, and it's for, quote-unquote, education purposes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They do it. They give the review on it. You know, they say, hey, this is what it does to you, yada, yada, yada. It's fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch.
So what did you get out of this?
Education.
Listen, I don't have to go out and do it myself and find out.
So watching someone do drugs is the equivalent of doing drugs. Okay.
Well, listen, all right, I'm not a drug addict. I don't want to go down that path. But hey, if somebody's out there, you know, doing it and give you their review on it, why not? Why not watch it?
And then if somebody dies on the live stream, I mean...
That never happened yet. I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm sure that there are a whole bunch of people who are hoping it does. That is sad.
So, Hugh,
do you
is this the first time you've come out and talked to somebody about this? Is this something that you kind of do on your own when no one's around?
Man, this is what me and some of my friends do. We sit around, we get high as hell, and watch that
Wow. Oh, that's classic.
See,
man.
Things you didn't know existed, yeah. Man.
Now things I wish I didn't know existed.
By the way, Melissa, your boy Joe, your online celebrity.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him after 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.